Hey, spookies. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark. I'm excited. We're doing something a little different with today's episode. I have a variety show for you. I had so many things I wanted to cover for the podcast this week, and I just couldn't choose, so I thought, hey, let's do a little bit of everything. Sound good to you? Good. We got a little bit of true crime and a little supernatural. First up, we're going to cover one of the most incredible stories I saw in the news this week. A missing child found after 70 years. Can you believe that? After that, I've got three terrifying paranormal photos with horrifying backstories. And lastly, one of the most haunted spots in the South, the historic Harriman Hospital. A place so haunted, police won't enter. I'm so glad you joined me today. And make sure you're subscribed to the Avery After Dark YouTube channel. I post everything on there, and I don't want you all to miss out. Especially now that we're in spooky season. This is our time to shine, everybody. Let's jump right in. Our first story. A missing 6-year-old boy has finally been found after 70 years. In February 1951, 6-year-old Luis Armando Albino went to play at the park with his older brother in Oakland, California. There, a woman in a bandana approached him, promising to buy Luis candy. Luis was kidnapped, and a massive search ensued for the missing boy. San Francisco Bay and other waterways were searched, and his brother Roger was interrogated several times by investigators, but continued to stand by his story that a woman took his brother. His family spending years, decades searching for him. Luis's mother passed in 2005, but never gave up hope that her son was still alive, out there somewhere. And he was. Unbeknownst to Luis's family, after being abducted, Luis was flown to the East Coast, where he ended up with a couple who raised them as their own son. Recently, Albino's niece did some genealogy and DNA research and matched with Luis. From there, she went to the public library and began researching old articles about Luis's disappearance, his kidnapping. There, she found a photo of Luis with her uncle Roger, and she knew she was onto something big. With assistance from police, the FBI, and the Justice Department, this niece located her uncle living on the other side of the country. Albino is a father and a grandfather. When reunited with his family, Luis said, "Thank you for finding me." He met with his brother Roger in California in June, just before Roger passed away. It is so incredible that this niece solved a cold case after 70 years. I am completely blown away by the story. What are your thoughts? Now, it's time for some ghost photos. For those listening to the podcast, I know a lot of you like to tune in while you're at work or driving, but if you get a chance, click the link in the show notes and check out these photos because, whew, they are spooky. First up, the infamous Martinez photo. When you first look at this picture, it just looks like a happy couple posing for a photo at some sort of celebration. But it's so much darker than that. Do you see it? Joe had been dealing with addiction and had been hiding it from those closest to him. Joe said it was driving him mad. One day, he and his wife Patty attended his in-laws' 50th wedding anniversary and posed for a photograph. The couple got the photo back and stuck it in a photo album. And it wasn't until 8 years later, they looked closer at the picture and were horrified. A sinister dog-like entity can be seen peering from behind Joe's shoulder. And for my listeners, I'm going to describe this picture. You have Joe and Patty standing, smiling, looking very happy. And to the right of Joe, right over his shoulder, you can see the dog's teeth, and it has these piercing eyes. This looks like a dark entity. Now, there were no dogs or animals at this party. No one reported any guests dressing up in any kind of mask. Joe and Patty are convinced that this creature is demonic. And Joe took it as a sign he needed to face his addiction, saying there is good and evil in life. Quote, Patty being good on one side of him, and this demonic entity on the other side of him, being this evil. A photo expert of over 20 years named John Davenport said to him, the photo looks authentic. doesn't appear to be doctored or altered in any way, specifically saying the grain is all the same throughout the photograph, and there isn't any evidence of the picture being double printed. This photo really pushed Joe to change his ways. He overcame his addiction and says he carries the photo in his wallet to remind himself of his darker times. This photo is an example of an unseen entity appearing in a photograph, but not spotted by anyone at the time. This entity was stalking Joe Martinez everywhere he went. Many have studied this photograph trying to figure out who or what it is, but to this day, this photo remains pretty mysterious. Next, the people in the floor. A little village in Spain has been the center of some pretty strange and unexplained activity. In August 1971, Maria Gomez Camara said she noticed an odd-looking stain on her concrete kitchen floor. Over the next couple days, the stain formed into what appeared to be a face. And if that isn't frightening enough, she claimed it was changing positions. Maria got down and scrubbed the stain in hopes of removing it, but this didn't work. The face didn't go anywhere. Then Maria's husband Juan and their son took an axe to the face, laying new concrete down afterwards. They thought this would solve their problems. But the faces came back. Horrifyingly, a few days later, another face formed on the floor. The mayor of the town learned of this, and the floor concrete was cut out and taken into study. And get this, 2 weeks later, more faces began to appear in the floor. This is some scary stuff. These faces different than the ones before. One report stated that the family's home was built on top of a cemetery, and there was something paranormal going on here. They became known as the Faces of Belmez. And over time, various other faces have supposedly appeared and disappeared at irregular intervals since 1971 and have been frequently photographed by local newspapers and visitors. Many residents believe the faces were not made by a human hand, but some skeptics believe this was all a hoax, saying the family did this for financial gain and they used some kind of paint or chemical agent to make these faces. Ghost faces in the floor? What next? They do say a lot of homes and buildings are actually built over cemeteries, so this doesn't sound that far off to me, actually. Do you believe this is paranormal, like so many residents of the town? Our next photo, the unexpected roommate. A few years back, a woman had just moved into a new apartment in downtown Charleston, South Carolina. While unpacking, one of her dogs jumped up on this chair. She thought it was cute, so she snapped a pic. She updated her friends about the move, sending them the photograph, and really didn't think much of it until one of these friends asked her, "Who's standing in your hallway?" This woman said she was home alone with the doors and windows locked. For those listening, I'm going to describe the photo to you. It's almost a little hard to see. When you first look at the photo, you can kind of miss it. But in a dark hallway in the back of the photo, there's a figure. It almost appears to be an elderly woman in a nightgown. In looking at the picture, it appears her other dog notices the figure, which is all the more convincing to me because animals know what's up. Looks like she's got a roommate with a staring problem. Given the location, Charleston, South Carolina, I think it's safe to say that this woman is not alone in her new apartment. Charleston is one of the most haunted cities in America. I would have no problem packing all my stuff up and getting out of there, unless she was cool. Who knows, maybe she would have been a cool ghost, but unless she's paying rent, I don't know about that. What about you? What would you do if you moved into a new apartment and found out that you were living with a ghost? Now let's pack our bags and head down to Tennessee, to one of the most haunted spots in the nation. This hospital is so haunted, police won't enter. The old historic Harriman Hospital in Tennessee is widely regarded as one of the most haunted spots in all of America. The hospital itself was built in 1939, and throughout its years, it's seen countless deaths and great tragedy with floods, fires, and tornadoes. And as the town's population grew, there was a demand for more beds. The community had outgrown the hospital. It wasn't until the early 90s it got a major renovation and a new lease on life. A four-story addition, a new emergency ward was built, state-of-the-art operating rooms, and the hospital expanded. And this really seemed to ramp things up. Not long after this, healthcare workers, visitors, and residents in town began to notice some really strange paranormal activity. Many reported seeing apparitions, figures, ghostly children roaming down empty hallways. Items would move without anyone being present. Eventually, the hospital closed its doors in 2013 and it sat abandoned, becoming a victim to the elements. And over time, the hospital got an even spookier reputation. Ghosts were seen looking out windows of empty rooms. One of the most frequently seen spirits is Joanna, a nurse that worked at the hospital decades back. A sudden heart attack took her life at an early age, but that didn't stop her from her work. Joanna's ghost is frequently seen still making her rounds at the hospital, just as she did when she was alive. According to those who knew her, Joanna called the hospital her second home, and she promised her coworkers that if she died, she would pay visits to her beloved hospital. And it looks like she kept her promise. Hospitals are a nexus point between life and death, a place where so many enter the world, but also leave it. Some believe ghosts are all over hospitals, but because ghost patients, doctors, and nurses look just like live ones, we have no idea. That is really spooky, isn't it? Besides this being a hospital, seeing so much tragedy, what else could be contributing to this paranormal activity? Perhaps the land that it sits on? Situated in between rivers, the property the hospital sits on was once home to the Cumberland Hotel, which burned down, reporting many casualties. Either way, the hospital was purchased in 2022, and a team took on the task of fixing it up for preservation and investigations. Harriman Hospital will remain an iconic location in town. It's been used in TV shows, movies, and is a hotspot for daytime and nighttime paranormal investigations and events. New owner Ronnie D said, quote, "Hospitals are really unique because they're the only building in America where everything happens, from birth to death, and everything in between," end quote. Police have frequently been called to the hospital, and many refuse to go in alone. Too many spooky paranormal experiences there, I don't blame them for not going in. There'll be reports of residents seeing figures in the windows moving around. Authorities were called, thinking these were trespassers. But when police will walk through the building to check, there's no one there. No one living, at least. One hotspot at the hospital is the second floor, where many report seeing a 7-foot-tall shadow figure. 7 feet. 7 feet tall. Oh my gosh. One visitor, username JustOKLife, said he visited the Harriman Hospital and said, quote, "Earlier in the night, I was walking down a dark hallway alone on the first floor, and from the left side of me, there was a doorway where I heard a hissing sound shoot out one of the rooms, moving towards me," end quote. Many say the hospital has an odd feel. Because it's newly abandoned, it feels like people should be there, but it's completely empty. One visitor named Val said that while they were at one of the nurses' stations, they heard a landline phone ring from what sounded like another dimension. Another spooky occurrence that many teams have reported at the hospital is one or more of the spirits there will reportedly mimic the voices of those touring. So you will hear your own voice call out to you while at the hospital. Oh no, that's a whole new level of creepy. Another visitor posted to an online forum and said while touring the hospital, she too was walking around the second floor. She had come with a group and they had all gone off exploring. As she was looking around, she heard footsteps coming from inside a room down the hall. Given how loud the footsteps were, she walked towards the room, expecting to find one of the other members of her group inside checking it out. But when she got to the room, it was dark and completely empty. She quickly booked it back down the hallway, and her experience left her a believer. The Harriman Hospital is indeed as haunted and active as people say. Phantom phone calls, doors opening and closing on their own, strange sounds, anything's possible at the old Harriman Hospital. And since the hospital has been turned into a paranormal tourist attraction, the town has seen a big boost in their economy. There really is something about places like the Harriman Hospital that holds so much history, grief, tragedy. Places like this are energy magnets. I mean, no wonder it's haunted. But I gotta know, do you think you're brave enough to tour the historic Harriman Hospital late at night? If you said yes, could you do it alone? That's the real question. Everybody's brave in a group. Let me know in the comments what haunted spots you'd like to see next on the show. Is there an extra creepy place in your hometown? I would love to hear about it. I so hope you enjoy today's variety show. Make sure you're following along wherever you get this podcast. And share Avery After Dark with your friends, family, coworkers, anyone in your life that loves a little spookiness. Until next episode, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.